Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and otherwise. This is Liz Lindsay. Today is the Mystery Book Discussion Club, and it is September the 24th. We are discussing the book Mr. Mercedes by Stephen King. And I didn't really get a whole lot of background on Stephen King because he's pretty familiar to all of us, but he lives in Maine. His wife is also a novelist. And I'd be curious to know if anybody's read anything by Tabitha King, because I have not yet. And his son, I think, is also a novelist, but he's written more than 50 books, and so he's really well known to all of us. So let's go on to the character list for Mr. Mercedes. Okay, first of all, we have Mr. Kermit William Bill Hodges. He's the main protagonist in the book. He's the retired detective who has that one case that's haunting him, and that is the case of the Mr. Mercedes massacre at a big job fair that he could never solve. And so then we have Brady Hartsfeld, who is Mr. Mercedes. And along with Brady, we have his ever lovely mother, Deborah Ann Hartsfeld. Such a kind mother. Then we have Jerome Robinson, who is Bill Hodges' kind of handy guy. He does his, he's a teenager, but he mows his grass for him and he does other odd jobs for him. But he actually takes on a kind of a main role in the investigation. Then we have his little sister Barbie, and she factors in because she's so cute, and plus she is the one that really pulls Jerome into this because she is attending a rock concert that Mr. Mercedes is attempting to blow up. So then we have Olivia Trelawney. Okay, she is the rich woman who owns the Mercedes that was stolen by Brady. And she ends up committing suicide because she feels so very guilty about what her car was used for. Her sister Janie Peterson is come. We meet her at the funeral of her sister Olivia, and she becomes a love interest of Bill Hodges. And then their cousin is Holly Gibney. And when we first meet Holly, she has a number of quirks, shall we say, but she also gets very much involved in helping investigate and solve this situation with Mr. Mercedes. There were other characters. There were some co-workers mentioned of Brady's, but they didn't really factor too heavily into the plot. So I think that's about most of the main ones. Does anybody else have? Oh,
Odell the dog.
Odell, of course. Odell is Jerome and Barbara's dog.
Does anybody remember Holly's mother's name?
Started with a C, but I can't
Charlotte.
remember. So
Charlotte.
it's not Charlotte. She's
Charlotte.
a pi
Yeah.
she's a piece of work. Yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
she is.
yeah.
Yeah. So is her brother. Henry. Yeah. Charlotte and Henry.
Charlotte and Henry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hell.
Yeah,
Oh, and then
they.
there's Elizabeth Wharton, and that is Olivia and Janie's mother.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, and Jerome's mother's in it. Jerome and Barbara's mother's in it too. I can't
I
remember her
can't
name,
remember
but
her name.
I like. I mean, Jerome and Barbara come from good people. You can just tell. I mean,
Yes,
because
they
I mean,
do.
yes, but
And as Brady keeps pointing out with their white names.
oh, I tell
Oh,
you.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their white names. Yeah. He was a piece of work.
No kidding.
Anyway, so do we have anybody that needs to leave early today? Good. Hearing none, we will go on to call on people. Let's go to LaDon first.
Okay, I really like this book. Of course, it's King book is hard not to like him. He's such a masterful writer. I think 50 years from now they'll still be reading some of his books. When I was reading this, and Jerome, I mean, they were describing the person that was sending him letters, and they seemed to know him, know he had that gun in his hand, knew that he was thinking about committing suicide, wrote all this stuff. So he knew everything and had to be somebody close to him. So as soon as they introduced Jerome, young kid, smart kid, because that was another thing, he said the letter writer was so smart. So Jerome was pretty destined for college, not just a college, but one of the big time colleges. And I knew he was going to be the villain because he knew all about him. He was going to be right in there. But it didn't take long till I found out the ice cream guy, Benny, what was it, because kind of followed the two people simultaneously. The only thing we knew, of course, how this was going to end, that we didn't know how it was going, but we knew that Benny would get caught in the end, or at least I was confident he would. But the excitement was how it came about. And the only part I thought it took a little bit long for him to race to the stadium, get in there. I was wanting the car, driving the car, Mercedes driving it in there, swiping it on the gate going in and everything. I was hoping that was a little shorter. Other than that, I thought it was really, really good. I liked Holly a lot, even though she had, you know, had her problems. And her sister, I forgot her sister's name, I mean cousin's name, that was Janie. Killed. Huh?
Janie.
Yeah, Janie. Yeah, and that's another one. And they had this, there was some difference in their age, but not as much as he thought. Well, he thought, man, I'm robbing the cable cradle here, you know. But they become in, and I could not believe she got blew up. That was a big surprise. But anyway, it was a good book. I thank you for reading. I had to race and read it yesterday and today until I finished it.
Wow. Thank you for your effort. I really do appreciate it, LaDon. And again, it was just a complete oversight. We really thought we had sent out the newswire earlier in the month, but okay. Let's go to Patricia and Tom.
Yes, hi. I really like this book quite a lot. I read it a few years ago, and I liked it back then, but I read it again, and I liked it just as well this time. I really liked the characters, and you know how Stephen King set forth the characters and developed them, and they were all good characters, really, except for Brady and his mother.
My goodness.
Yes. And so, yeah, I liked it quite a lot.
Good. And Tom?
I didn't like it as much as Pat did.
Okay.
I don't know, I sort of got lost in, some of the characters and the plots, but overall, I like Stephen King. I like his books, but this one, I don't know. I just couldn't get into it as good as it should have been.
Okay.
It was interesting too about this book. It didn't. Like I said to Tom, is it because it didn't have the supernatural aspects that a lot of Stephen King books have?
I think that was part of it. I don't know. It's still sort of...
It was a little different. Okay. Well, do you have anything else that you'd like to offer right now?
No, that's about it. I like the way the plots, like the concept went, that how he solved it and how that went about. But I like that part, probably the best part of the book to me. But other than that, it was...
Okay. Well, good.
I like the way that Holly and Jerome got along and worked together.
Yes.
That was really nice.
Yes. Okay, Sherry Wells.
Okay. I love Stephen King, but I would have to say this would probably be among my least favorite Stephen King books. I love the way he developed the characters, and like somebody just said, the Holly and Jerome working together was just great. As always, the characters were just so well developed, and the plot line was good. It was interesting to see how they figured out. I think the thing that put me off is there was so much ugliness and hate, and I didn't need quite that level of detail of that stuff. How he was gonna, I'm glad he didn't kill the dog, by the way.
Yes. Oh my goodness,
but I
yes.
think what really disappointed me was the end. I mean, at the end, he's in a coma and he wakes up and asks for a glass of water. We don't find out what happened to him. I wanted him to be like quadriplegic and have to live with his hate and anger and never be able to act on it.
Yeah,
or some kind of resolution.
You have to go on to read.
I was
Finder's
really
Keepers.
Just really put off by the end because he didn't resolve it. And I assume Brady shows up later in one of these
It's a trilogy. So that's still
a cop out. You should still have some kind of ending. You could still have him show up later.
Well,
but,
okay.
But anyways, there were plenty of things that I did like about it. I had no problem finishing it at all. But in terms of telling people which Stephen King books are my favorites, this would not be among them.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. He's written so many good ones. It's clear when you hit on one that really sings to you as being one of his best, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get you. Jana Luttrell.
Okay. I like this book also. I kept thinking about how this could really happen, and it really makes me think of all the mass killings that are going on right now. So that was really, really creepy. Like everyone else, I like the relationship actually between the three of them, between Bill and Holly and Jerome. And the thing that was great about it was that they were so different, but they became such good friends. I like that aspect very much. And the other thing I kept thinking was that the killer was sick enough to be worthy of Stephen King. Anyway, I did like the book. Thank you for recommending it. And that's about all I have to say.
Okay, great. Shelley Kane.
Okay. Am I unmuted? I can't tell.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for recommending this book because I read a lot of Stephen King, but I didn't even know about this until it was recommended to us. And my favorites were Jerome and Holly and the dog, of course. The book was a little bit long. It seemed a little bit long for my taste, but I don't think I would read the other two in the trilogy unless they were assigned. But I like I like all the action. Like Jana said,
stop
I
your,
didn't
stop your phone. Oh.
Hello?
It's Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Nancy, if
I
you
didn't
can,
like...
can you mute?
Stop it.
Nancy, if you can mute, okay. Would you please?
Is it Pam?
Hi there. Hi. Okay. I didn't finish. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking to me, Nancy?
No. I was asking you to mute because Shelley's
talking. Oh, I thought I was muted.
In. Oh, no.
It's okay. It's all right. I'll finish up.
We'll be with you in just a second, though.
So what I was trying to say is, Sherry said there was a lot of hate, which I didn't like, and the ending could have been a little bit better, but I think I would read Holly, the one that just came out now. It was interesting, but I didn't like it as much as last month's book. So that's my take on it. I'd give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay, that's fair. I'm sure even Stephen King would say, they're not all number one.
I know. I liked Pet Sematary. I liked Carrie. I liked the one we did with Alan's last year. I liked all those. But it was just different.
Okay. Very good. Okay, Silvero.
I liked the book a great deal, partially because I have never read Stephen King before. I've seen some of his work that's been, you know, for film and TV, but this is the first novel, and I was kind of surprised that it did not have any supernatural elements, because I thought all of his books did. So that was refreshing. I also do think that the ending could have been a little better, but we, you know, we were told that this was part of a trilogy. So I thought, oh, so they're going to keep Brady around for another book. Holly, it's funny, in the beginning, if I hadn't known that she was going to be in future novels and that she was a private investigator, she would have really irritated me with her tics. It just, it was so annoying. But then when she started investigating, I thought, oh, I actually know a lot of people who are very quirky, but they have one really great skill, which they could do like nobody else. So that, and the fact in the end, Brady was almost turned into the same kind of disabled person that his younger brother, who he and his mother killed, yeah, became, I thought, way of rounding up the story. In general, I did like the writing, although I do agree. I think it was LaDon who said that getting towards the stadium was nerve-wracking because there was so much detail. But I've been in situations where I had to get someplace by a deadline, and it does seem to take forever. Even though the passage of time might only be 10 minutes, it feels like 100 years. So in that way, it was very realistic. I was kind of surprised. I think the security guard did let them in just because he said he was a cop. And then the security guard said, are you really a cop or something? Are you really your... And I thought, you know, that's a game time decision. If you can actually tell the person is there to help out, I guess you would let them in. I was going to say something else that did bother me, just about a plot point, but I can't think of it right now. Overall, I did like it a great deal. And I actually started reading the second book in the trilogy, but I couldn't get into it because the first few pages, the first scene is about the crime on which the book is based. And I thought, I really don't want to read about this crime right now.
What is the trilogy?
It is, okay, Finders Keepers is the next book in the trilogy. Oh. And then I think it's something Watch, End of Watch sounds is the right. Third in the trilogy.
And yeah. Holly goes on to be the star of the next book.
She's
Nervous Holly.
She's in it, and she's very, very, you know, very helpful in the investigation. She hasn't written to star status yet, though. She hasn't risen to star status yet.
Now, is the book out now?
Yes. It's on Audible, and it's on Bookshare. It is not, however, on Bard yet.
Okay. But are the other characters in Holly, or is it just about her and another case?
No, there are some. Oh, I don't know about Holly. I know that they are in Finders Keepers.
Okay.
Yeah, Holly is set more in current times, like in 2021, and so, you know, this book is like, I think Holly's probably in her mid 50s. She's like 44 in this book. Right. So I think she's probably she's in her mid 50s and
can you tell us if like Holly, if Jerome is in it?
Jerome and Barbara Robinson are both in it. And
okay, good.
But that's pretty much it. From this book.
Okay, all right. So let's move along to area code 623.
It's me.
Joni.
Hi. When this book first came out, I started to read it and really didn't like it then. I think the thing that most upset me is in the very beginning when he rides through the job fair people and kills and maims people. Well, this time I started to read it, and I just got bad feelings about it, so I didn't read it.
Okay. That's, you know, some books are okay for certain people at certain times, and this just wasn't the time that you could read it, and that's how I understand.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, area code 215.
Okay, this is Sally.
And I did not do my homework. I am probably the only person in the universe who doesn't care for Stephen King novels. Okay. And I will just say that and slink away quietly.
Oh, but I'm glad you showed up for class anyway.
I'm curious. I have to ask her a follow-up question, though. Have you ever tried to read a Stephen King novel?
Yeah, I read the one we read for, I don't know which group it was, later, it was called.
It might have been later.
Later, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and all right. That's
if
fair
I
enough.
Ignored the horror in it, he did very good character development. I've heard him interviewed on Fresh Air and on the BBC. I really like what the man has to say about writing. Yeah, I just don't care for his
desire
and the and the violence, I guess.
It takes all kinds of taste in these books. And since you didn't like King, you're kind of the
oddball.
I was thinking spice. It's kind of the spice in the mix, you know.
Yeah,
that makes it interesting.
You probably get tired of people telling you this, but if you ever want to try another one, 11/22/63 does not have a lot of horror in it.
No,
you're the fourth person to tell me that.
Which was the dog about the dog and the mad dog? It had almost.
We've all told Sally about 11/22/63, but she's not having any.
I may break down occasionally and read them. But you know what? Stephen King's not going to go to the poorhouse if I don't buy his book.
That's probably true.
There's plenty of other things to read. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, Nancy. Nancy, you are muted now, so you'll need to unmute. Great. There you go.
I'm unmuted. I can't believe I was having trouble.
You did it. Great.
Yay. Well, I do apologize again. Oh my God. Thanks for reminding me. I didn't finish the book, but I don't mind what people are saying about it. I liked it. I like Stephen King. I like some of the horror stuff, you know, but I haven't read any of his thrillers. This is the first thriller I've read by him, but I didn't finish it, but I'm going to finish it. And I'm surprised. I'm so glad Brady didn't kill Odell. Oh, my God, the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm also glad. I'm surprised he didn't kill his mother. He was taking care of her. And
Yeah.
Keep reading.
He kind of did.
He didn't kill her. Keep reading.
Indirectly. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so he did maybe kill her. I don't know if he did or not.
Indirectly,
Oh,
dear me. That's terrible.
Yeah, indirectly.
But I guess I have a long way to go. But I like to find he didn't mean to. Okay. I like the three friends, how they all got together to take down the Mr. Mercedes, you know, but I didn't, I said, I haven't gotten as far as I would have liked, but thank you very much for listening, and I will finish the book and read, I will make sure I read the next one. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, Alan.
I'll beat myself now.
Okay.
This is not my favorite Stephen King book, but I did read it again. I'm curious. Nobody said much about Eric Sandbold's narration. Didn't he narrate this on the Bard version?
Yes.
He did. I didn't mind it.
Okay.
Well, That was another reason I didn't like it.
Yeah, I ought to ask Jana what she thinks about the narration, because I know she's a huge fan of Eric Sandbold. But anyway.
I couldn't do it. No.
Yeah. Well, I read the Audible version because Will Patton, you know, knocks it out of the park. He's a great narrator, and he reads all three of the trilogy on Audible. But I was just curious about that. Yeah, I really didn't like. I'll just mention some of the things I didn't like about the book. I did not like that. Let's see. What was I going to say? That opening scene where that woman and her baby got killed. I could not stand that. I did not like that scene. They kept referring to Frankenstuff, and them killing that little boy and talking about his little fire yeah. truck and stuff really yeah. I found really upsetting. But I think what I did find when I've heard Stephen King talk about this book before, I really think what happened is he got into writing this thing, and you know, Bill Hodges is like everything. And I think he just fell in love with his Holly character when he got, you know, she didn't come in till like halfway into the book. And I think that influenced his, that character, I think influenced how he wrote the rest of the trilogy. And she became a, you know, a real big, he said that before, but anyway, you know, the bad guy got what he deserved in this thing. When she took that happy slapper and knocked the hell out of the guy, I thought that was the best part of the book.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry his brain got knocked down to his, you know, down to his feet.
Whatever.
Nobody deserved it more than he did. But it did have a lot of hate. I was very entertained by the way. I mean, Will Patton doing Jerome doing black honky tonk was just hilarious. I mean, you know, I don't know how Eric Sandvold did it, but Will Patton did just a great imitation of Jerome. You know, trying to act, you know, like a black, you know, know nothing. I'm a big Stephen King fan. You know, I don't like all this stuff, but. I like this one pretty good. So anyway, thanks for recommending it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, my point in recommending it was just to get us kind of into the Holly mood for the new book coming out, right. In case anyone's interested. So I would agree that it's not my favorite Stephen King book. I definitely would agree that. I think the hardest part of this book for me to read about was the relationship between Brady and his mother. That just really mm-hmm. made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
And what they did to his little brother, the whole focus was really difficult to read about. But I did, I loved Holly and Jerome and how these, you know, these, they came together to these three ragtag kind of detectives came together to solve this big case that other people just couldn't do, you know? I liked that a lot. Of course, Odell and Barbara were just adorable, you know?
Yeah.
And I was really very glad that they were able to thwart him before he was able to do anything at that rock concert. I was kind of disturbed about the level of detail that Brady went into to describe what he was going to do to Odell. And that just kind of, I'm glad he wasn't successful at that. I think it's interesting that his mother got the poison instead of the dog. What a justice there. It was an interesting read. I had read about Holly. I think the first time I read about Holly was in the novella, If It Bleeds. Because she's also in there. So I wanted to read more about Holly's character, where she came from, before I started reading the new book that came out. So that's why I read it. I mean, I suggested it. While I switch over to get the information about next month's book, because we've got plenty of time, if people want to discuss anything, you know.
I had one remark I wanted to make, if that's okay. One little thing that I really liked about the book, and I know that no one paid any attention to this whatsoever, but I like it when she bought him the fedora so he'd look like a 1940s gumshoe.
I love that.
Yeah, that was really, really neat. One of the reasons I think I like it so much is I like that fedora, and I'm sorry that, it's unfortunate, my opinion, that men don't wear hats anymore. I used to wear them when I could see once in a great while, but couldn't do it very much because ever since Kennedy made his inaugural speech in the cold weather, that's the point when people gave up hats.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that's, I have a hat collection and I wear it constantly, but I kind of like being the only person on the street who is wearing one. But I love that point also. It's interesting that I think, I don't remember now, I think Brady had a remote controlled car for that. So that might have actually been the reason that Janie got killed, because she was wearing the hat looking like a detective.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That was an interesting, I thought, a Stephen King kind of like a note. It wasn't supernatural, but he had so many coincidences like that. Janie wearing the hat, the mother eating the poison rather than the dog. Kind of like best laid plans of a demented mind going awry.
True.
Another comment that Stephen King made by the guard of the stadium, and he said, you know, the less the act can sing, the bigger the set. When Tony Bennett was out here, all he had was just an accompanying piano, and he had our band. And I said, you know, it just made me realize every time I had seen Tony Bennett perform, there really was no set. It was him on stage, and that was it. He had musical accompaniment, but not love. And then I kind of thought of all of these other acts, especially the boy bands, which I love listening to. They have these spectacular acts. You know, they come in being like rappelling down a wall, or kind of like being airlifted into the theater. And I thought, yeah, that's probably why, because they don't have the talent of a Tony Bennett. The last is that Holly's been portrayed in two different televised versions of these books. I think If It Bleeds might have been one of them, but two different actresses have played her.
I liked the character Holly, and I'm wondering if you'd miss anything substantial if you skipped the other two books and went straight to Holly.
Yeah, you don't need to read the other two books to if you want to go straight to Holly. I want to comment the other thing I remember that I really hated. I hated that he killed Janie off, because I really liked that character. She was really good, and I have to agree with Subro that when I try to watch a Grammy show nowadays, it's a damn laser light show. Is what it is. A lot of these guys that get up there, and all they're doing is flashing all these kind of lights and stuff, and the music is lacking. So that's not always the case, but. It's become a daggum visual thing, it seems like, as opposed to musical talent in a lot of cases. But such is life. I grew up in the 70s, too. And some people don't like 70s music. Yeah.
Oh, who doesn't like 70s music?
Yeah, to their misfortune or whatever. Yeah. So, that's all I have to say. So thanks.
Okay. Yeah, she and all that money that she recently got. That money never went to her head. I thought that was pretty neat too. You know, she's really ready to pay him $5,000 a week because she had an amount of money. But and then when she left it to her relatives like that, that money didn't go to her head. I like that.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, any other comments about the book?
Someone just joined, Liz, by the name of Andrew. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Andrew pops in a lot of our meetings. Never says anything. Pops in and out.
He never says anything.
Oh, okay.
Andrew, if you do want to pop in to say something, you're more than welcome to do that. But we recognize that you frequently don't want to talk. So it's okay.
Good to know.
Hear nothing. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you the next book. I looked very hard for a good Halloween book. And we're not going to do a Stephen King book, okay? I promise, although he's one of my favorite. But what we are going to read is Home Before Dark by one of my favorite authors, Riley Sagar. And that's R-I-L-E-Y-S-A-J-E-R, Riley Sagar. The DB number on that is DB99512. That's DB99512. And the reading time is 11 hours and 6 minutes. And my phone just went, stop it. I hate it when my phone blanks up. So I'll read you the, Maggie Holt returns to the house made famous by her father's best-selling horror memoir. And okay, is the place really haunted by evil forces, as her father claimed, or are there other more earthbound influences and dangers? It's a commercial audiobook. Let's see who narrates it. Narrated by John, J-O-N, Lindstrom. I think I've heard that name before, but maybe not. Anyway, and it is, for those who, I want to know how old it was, 2020 was the publishing date on that. Again, did everybody get that information down?
Liz, Riley Sager is actually S-A-G-E-R.
Yeah, that's what I said. S-A-G-E-R.
Ah, okay. I didn't hear right. Sorry about that.
Oh,
okay.
That's okay. Yeah,
it's on the 22nd of October, right? The 22nd of October, the 4th. 22nd of October, correct? That's the 4th.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. The 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You guys are going to love this book. I read it. It's awesome.
It is very good. Yeah, you know, Sager's name almost looks like it should be pronounced Sager. You know, yes. S-A-G-E-R, yes. But it's not. I agree. It's Sager.
And Liz, he's got a new one coming out really quickly. He's got a new one coming out.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, because we like Riley.
Absolutely.
Well, I will be on my way to the Panama Canal. I'm going to be leaving on October 22nd, but I will read the book.
Wow.
Are you doing a cruise?
Yeah. Yes. Exciting.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to be on a
cruise last winter. She loved it. Well, nah, she didn't. I mean, she was okay with it.
Well, I think they've got Wi-Fi on the cruise ship, Janet. Come on, you can still join us. That's all right. Yeah. Yeah.
Jump in. Yeah. Actually, what I have heard is even though there is Wi-Fi on the cruise ship, it's very, very you couldn't make it's a call
very slow.
Like this.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
slow
yeah.
And
yeah.
Kind of.
I wasn't being serious. So yeah. So anyway,
you know, you be checking in at around 2 o'clock our time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I won't even really be on the ship yet. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. But I will read the book.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I will. I've been reading. Two of
them. Yeah. Have fun.
Oh, have a wonderful time.
Oh yeah. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes,
I've been reading books about the Panama Canal and Costa Rica and Colombia.
Oh, that's exciting. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just be safe.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I will be.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'll catch you all at the next meeting. My dinner's waiting.
Okay. Oh, well, very good. It won't be
cold.
Bon appetit.
All right.
Thank you.
Again, have guys, thank you very much for your patience and we will get the newswire on this one out within the next couple of days. I'm going to sit at my computer tonight and get it done.
Well, Ladon's got the information because he was here, so he can start it right now. So yeah,
I can't start a book now. I'd forget it. Yeah. Then I have to wait.
Me too. Yeah, me
then
too.
Then I forget it.
Yeah.
I have to take notes.
Yeah.
I just started taking notes because I read it actually the week after our last meeting. Oh. And then when we started today, I said, I cannot even remember any character's name.
I know. You know, that's why we started doing the character list at the beginning because.
Thank God you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
yeah that makes it a lot easier.
Well, actually, the only character I remember was Holly because she has her own book coming out.
Right.
Yeah. I have to start early on these books because I'm still working full time. It's hard to work full time and do 6 book clubs. So
yeah.
I have to
feel
like I'm back to school again.
We're sorry.
Not me. I love it.
It's hard not working and to do 6 book clubs. So yeah, so yeah. I can understand. Yeah. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Great.
Yeah. So, Alan, where are you going for dinner tonight?
Over to my brother's. We're having some kind of shrimp and rice dish. So, So, I'm looking forward to it. So,
it's
there
still
you
pretty
go.
Hot where you are, isn't it?
Enjoy.
Yeah, the high today was like low 90s, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's still pretty hot here. But tomorrow's supposed to be like 86, so we're coming.
Oh, well, hey.
Yeah, that's a cool spot.
Yeah, there we're in the low 60s, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Where are you? In the low 60s.
Boston, isn't it? It's Massachusetts, right? Pat, you're in Massachusetts?
Did Pat leave?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure she's in Massachusetts, whether it's Boston or near there. I'm not sure.
I know we're supposed to drop into the mid-60s for the rest of the week, and I'm happy about that. So
yeah,
it's I had to mute my audio because someone's at the door.
Okay.
I haven't left. I just muted. Okay.
So where are you that you're in the low 60s?
I think she must have... Remuted,
okay,
I guess.
Muted again. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, guys, we don't have to.
Yeah, Tom has to leave. So that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
New York 60s, too, and it's been a washout, and it's going to be for the next 5 days. But the good thing about that is since I'm not working anymore, it gives me more of a reason to stay home and listen to good audiobooks.
I know, right?
Send that rain to Mississippi. We're still dry. So.
I look forward to cold, rainy days just because, you don't feel guilty about sitting inside all day reading books.
Yeah.
I don't feel guilty sitting inside on a nice day reading a book, quite honestly, but,
I know, same here. I had this whole list of things to do, and I said, it's rainy. I should just sit down. When I was working, I would tell everybody, I would just like a week of rainy days where I could just sit at home and read. This is before I needed to use audiobooks.
Right.
Well, I'm not that wish now, but I've all this guilt about not doing work. But the guilt isn't so much that I stop reading and do the book, do the work.
Right.
So that's the important thing. Keep your priorities straight.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, okay. I'm gonna go ahead and say goodbye. Our next book club is the mystery. I mean, the fiction old and new, right? It's the first Friday of October.
I think history comes before fiction old and new. Yeah. The history book group comes on the 3rd, I believe, of October. I think it's I think it comes first. But then.
Does anyone remember which? Oh, it's the Old West one. I can't remember.
Years of whatever.
It's.
Indian fighting.
It's very politically incorrect, so it's it's okay, but it's
She hasn't posted that one either, I don't think.
Yeah, but
that's not me to do.
But I tell you, I've got mixed blessings about them listing all of the chapters and stuff in the book. But this one, this Old West one thing, it lists every single table of contents entry at the very beginning. And every time it comes to another section, it lists them all again for that section and stuff. It's driving me mad. But anyway,
a strange book.
Hate is when they do the table of contents, you get chapter one, chapter two. All you get. It's like, how useful is this?
It makes no sense at all.
Yeah. You would have thought somebody could have figured out just to say something like chapters 1 through 30 are listed here instead of listing them all individually. But hey,
that just makes too much sense.
You're
thinking too hard.
Yeah, I know. So anyway.
Yeah.
But especially if you're the narrator and you get paid by the word.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That may be what it is.
Okay, folks. Well, I'm gonna say bye, and then when I leave, everybody else is leaving too. All right. Thanks for coming, Sally. Even though you didn't do your homework.
Good night.
Take care, everybody. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.